The Morning Madhouse.
Fire my soul.
We're Power 98.
We're Power 98.
Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
It's Nola Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. 72 degrees right now. Today's high is going to be right near 92. Yes, and you know it's time to hit the hashtag. Hashtag Larry Mad on my Instagram page. I am Nola Larry. Follow me. Follow the hashtag and find out what I'm mad about. Larry Mad today is being brought to you by the 42nd annual Yahshua Greek Festival going down September the 5th through September the 8th at the Holy Trinity Greek Orthodox Cathedral located at 600 East Boulevard. Admission is just $3 and kids 12 and under, you get in free. For more information on the 42nd annual Greek Fest, you know you got to log on to power98fm.com. Today, this is a very, very sad and just disturbing story that I am mad at. Mad at a man by the name of Joshua Burgess down in Monroe. A lot of you may have been following this story, and first off, I want to send my hearts, my prayers, and my condolences out to the family. But if you haven't been following the story, this young man is the was the father of a 15-year-old girl, and over the weekend, he strangled her, raped her, slit her throat, and then turned himself in to police down in Monroe. Sad, sad story. And for this man, I don't know what possessed him to do any of these things. But as a father myself and a father of young girls, this is the worst thing that you could think of that you want to happen to any one of your children, but especially to one of your daughters. As a father, your job is to protect them at any and all costs. So for this to come from her father himself, it's just very sad, very disturbing. And some people on this earth just they don't, to me, and they just don't deserve to go to court. They don't deserve to go to court to me. Like, yeah. I don't feel like this young man deserves a day in court.
You know, I want to send condolences out to the family of this and also to this young lady's classmates.
Right.
She was a student at Monroe High School. And
right.
That when this story happened, one of my very good friends is the assistant principal at Monroe High School. So she sent us a text message and asked for prayers because one of her students was killed by her father over the weekend. And, you know, then the reports, details as to how she was killed just dropped yesterday. But, you know, in talking with the assistant principal and also one of the teachers there at Monroe High School, they described this girl as a very quiet young lady who was always seen around school smiling.
Mm-hmm.
She was always walking around school just smiling, very quiet, but just seemed like a very, very happy, nice little girl. And just to read what happened to her,
right?
I was literally in tears yesterday.
I mean, it's like you don't even do things like this to your own worst enemy. And then, you know, as her father, you have taken her away from her friends, from her teachers, from her other family members. Mm-hmm. And you're her father. Mm-hmm. That's crazy, man. It's absolutely crazy. We're living in the evil times right now. But, you know, I hate to even report on this, but definitely mad at that young man this morning, and I hope he gets what he deserves. Hit the hashtag, man. See what else I've been mad about. Hashtag Larry Mad on my Instagram page. I am No Limit Larry. Coming up next, other hashtag, hashtag MH Great Debate. Find out what we debating inside the madhouse. It's that Offset Cardi B clout. 605 is Pot Out of Eight. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, 72 degrees in Charlotte, America. Today's high is going to be right near 92, and y'all know what time it is.
It's time for that Madhouse Great Debate, which is being brought to you by the Universal Circus.
Yes!
It actually starts today.
Yes!
Universal Circus is going down today. You can go to power98fm.com now and upload a video of you and your crew dancing for your chance to open up at the Universal Circus on Power 98 night on August 28th. I say go to power98fm.com and upload a video of you and your crew dancing for your chance to open up at the Universal Circus on Power 98 night, August 28th. All right. using the hashtag MHGreatDebate. Today, we would like to know, what is your favorite flavoring? Is it orange, aka orange? Is it grape or red? Orange, grape, or red?
And we mean overall. So when we say
right,
overall,
not just Kool-Aid, not just soda, we mean talking about
we mean
anything.
Drinks, we mean the fruit, we mean popsicle flavors, candy flavors, right. Overall. Which one Ooh, is your favorite? Yeah, overall, all of that. Which one is your favorite? Which one are you going to?
I'm going red.
You going red?
That includes all the red. Fruit punch, strawberry, cherry, red.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm going red.
I do.
Who loves orange soda?
I do. Yeah, I'm going orange for this one. Well, red is close.
Red up there.
Red is close. However, my go-to Kool-Aid flavor is red. But for everything else, I'm gonna go orange.
I'm rolling with you. I'm orange too. Like yeah. Like I go. You know how you can make your own drinks now. Like at the when you go to like Chick-fil-A and mm-hmm. they got in the movies. Everything I do, it's got either something orange in it or orange something. Like I get that orange high C orange vanilla. Whoo, over that crushed ice. With that popcorn. Whoa.
Remember when people were so upset because McDonald's took away the high C orange? Oh, yeah.
They did.
But you know what they got? You know what they got?
Orange Fanta.
Red. Yeah. You got fruit punch in there though.
They do.
Red. Oh. It's there. Ain't going nowhere.
Yeah. So, okay. Let us know which one is your favorite. Hop on our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica. At I am No Lemon Larry, at I am Burby, or you can leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. What is the best overall flavor? Is it orange, grape, or red?
No Lemon Larry!
Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's Plug for new hip hop and R&B, No Lemon Larry in the Morning Madhouse. You know it's time to pop off Working Women Wednesday.
To my working ladies. To my working ladies. It's B-Town, baby. No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. We'd like to shout out the ladies and the single moms. Now your efforts don't go unnoticed. Without your baby, we hopeless. Right. Keep doing you and in spite of remain focused.
To the beauties of Queen City. Guest only, your rock killing. I'm working.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Up at the Sprinter, you doing it independently. Duke Power, her Mecklenburg County school teaching, and stay under the radar overachieving.
Been on the grind working all week.
Say
you the real MVP. You can have anything you want to, cause you work hard, you got your own loot.
Everybody knows she working and she grinding. Working and she grinding. Everybody knows she out working and she grinding. Working and she grinding. Working and she grinding.
What you tell her up? You the real MVP. What we got today, Ms. Jess?
All right. Y'all remember that lady in Georgia who bought the billboards to get Tyler Perry's attention for the job?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it looks like her plan worked. Her name is Raquel Bailey, and she was recently cast in Tyler Perry's upcoming show, Sisters, that's going to be on BET. So it worked. You know, even though Tyler Perry said, you know, look, don't do that. I find it sort of creepy. Her plan worked to get to post those two billboards. They were really, really big. She was trying to get his attention. So, working women out there, here's our question today. What's the craziest thing that you've ever done to get a job? You know, a lot of people thought that that was crazy. You know, she sort of looked at it as, I'm banking on myself. So, we want to know, what is the craziest thing that you have ever done to get a job? Hit us up, 570-WPEG. I guess for me, the craziest thing that I have ever done to get a job was went and worked it. I walked right into the job.
And you started working?
And I started working.
Without being hired?
I did exactly.
When they say do the job you want like it's yours, what? You get it.
I walked right in there and started doing the job. And I got it. So,
hey, that let them know you serious. I'm serious about this thing. I'm serious.
And that means you right. Want that job.
I was in high school. I was in high school and I really wanted a job. My friend worked there. My best friend already worked there. Keisha already worked there. So, you know, I just walked in and just started doing the job. Working.
Yep. That's hilarious.
That's funny. That is funny. That is funny.
Sitting beside Keisha, the boss come up. What was this?
You're a new employee. That's who I am. Hey boss.
They got to give you a job then. They got to give you a job then.
They let me work too. Like, they let me sit up there and do it. I figured I'd give myself a trial run before they could offer it to me.
That's what it is.
Got the job. They loved me.
Is working for free for like 2 years doing something crazy to get a job?
What now, Lord?
Now, well, that's what I did. And I'm still here 20 years
oh,
later.
Oh, well, hell, we got the same phone.
I worked at Power 98 for free for 2 years, about 2.5 years before they gave me a job.
Craziest thing I did. I quit. I quit a job, a well-paying job, just to start comedy. Like, I was working in corporate America, making good money. And I started...
You might need to go back.
I'm all right now. You took my working here for free story.
Yeah, that's what I did. I'm scared.
And the crazy thing I did was wake up at 3:30 in the morning and get here by 5.
Shark, I know you got one.
Well, to add on to your story of the intern, I got fired working at Power 98 for parking in the wrong parking spot. And I was working for free. I said, how you get fired from free work? But anyway, the craziest thing I still do to this day is on a job application, I got a name called Marcus Clark. You mm-hmm. dig? It's real you dig. Caucasian, you dig? No, but for real, I put Marcus Clark, that's my name, and I always check the white box.
Now, for your race, you check the white
man,
box?
Man, I done been interviewed. Before I got hired here, I done been to NASCAR, Fox Sports, ESPN. I don't get the job, but
they saw
your
ass.
The interview.
Oh, he did the interview.
I checked the white box.
Look, right. They even called the name twice. They see him in the lobby. They're like, man, yeah. Marcus Clark?
Yeah.
He started walking to the door. No. Oh, wait, sir. Marcus Clark?
This is real
We're
tough.
Looking for the Caucasian Marcus Clark.
What's the one right there off of Harris? Ain't that Fox Sports?
Yeah, Fox Sports.
Yeah, I went to the front desk. You got to go to the front desk. I was like, yeah, Marcus Clark here for an interview. And the other guy from the back came out. I'm sitting there, only one in the front. Marcus Clark? I was like, that's me. I knew right then I wasn't getting the job.
That boy said he hold on the break.
Today is for the ladies.
I woke up like this.
It's Working Women Wednesday on Power 98. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop.
Woo! Power 98 WPG. I cannot. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Background noise, DJ Shark is on one today. Woo! High today is going to be right in the 92, 73 degrees right now. Megan Thee Stallion. Big old freak inside the madhouse. And of course, you know what time it is. It is time to get Burpee's thoughts.
Larry. Cut that music off. Cut the music off, Larry, and turn my music on.
I'm sorry, sir.
I missed y'all last week. Today is what? Is being brought to you by Pastor Real, and they call me Pastor Real. Why, Shark? Because
you keep it 100.
100. Yeah. Larry, Jessica, Shark, today I'm talking to y'all about my boy, my homie, Jesus. And something you might not have known, Larry, Jessica, Shark, guess what Jesus was?
My savior.
No, Larry.
He was the last
nope
savior and prophet.
Wrong, Shark. Nope, wrong. Jesus was a city boy.
I'm done. I'm out of this conversation.
I'm in this church.
Jesus was a city boy. Okay, y'all think I'm lying. Okay. He was born to a virgin. You know how many black dudes love being the first and only man to have ever done something? City boy. He had a known prostitute wash his feet and walk with him on his journey to his final destination without ever hitting it, city boy. Regardless of what happened in his life, Larry, he loved and was searching for his one and only daddy. He wasn't in his life, but he loved him anyway, city boy. The first miracle Jesus ever performed in public, Larry, was turning water into wine at a wedding reception. If that ain't a city boy, I don't know what is. Everybody wants alcohol at their wedding reception. Come on, somebody say city boy.
No, I'm not saying it.
Somebody say Jesus was a city boy.
I'm not going to do it.
Hashtag Jesus was a city boy.
I'm not going to put no hashtag. Jesus was a city boy.
Jesus fed 5,000 people with 5 loaves of bread and some whitened filet. Who do you know fried fish in the middle of nowhere? City
my
boy.
Mama.
City boy. Jesus healed a blind man. Do you know why, though? Everybody know he healed a blind man. He healed a blind man so they could see the miracles he was going to perform. City boy, he was showing off. Jesus was so fly. He was a city boy. He was so good at being a city boy. You know what he did? He stayed dead for 3 days and said, "You can't kill me." Got up and went on about his business. City boy, Larry. Somebody say Jesus was a city boy.
I'm not going to say it.
Y'all not going to say Jesus was a city boy?
No, I'm not going to say it.
City boys, we are definitely up right now. You know what else happened? He created woman from the rib. Well, this was his daddy. Created woman from the rib of a man. Who else can create a woman at the rib of another person? I wait. Nobody. City boy. The doors of the church are now open.
I'm getting the hell out of this church.
The church is
and
open.
Those from Beverly Star. Think about it.
What you thought? I'm not going to say Jesus was a city boy.
Jesus was a city boy.
But more and more I listen to the sermon, I'm beginning
just
to realize.
Stop me when I'm lying, Larry. Stop. I'm not.
I mean, but Jessica, he told a lot of truth in the sermon.
No, no.
He told a lot of truth.
First of all, I'm taking my tithes back from this church.
No,
I'm taking my tithes back.
You can't.
What I won't do is sit up here and listen to Deacon Leezy sleep.
You cash out your tithes, there's no refund.
Listen though, but he told a lot of truth though.
He rose a man from the dead, Larry, just to say, look at me now. City boy.
I feel some type of way.
I feel some type of way that you're talking about my Jesus.
Right.
Not my Jesus.
Snow Lim Larry in the morning, Madhouse. 73 degrees right now. It is my favorite time of the morning. One of them anyway. It's the time we let y'all shine, man. Somebody's doing something good in your life. You did something good in somebody's life. Your kid's doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to your daddy.
Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Whoa.
Trying to let shine.
Hello?
Hello?
April do this every time.
Every time. I don't know what she be. I think she be able to listen to her ready and not on
okay,
the phone.
Okay, start over. 1, 2, 3. Go, Jeff.
April, who you trying to let shine?
I let all the women shine out because of Rocket Water We Family Wednesday, especially my daddy.
Your daddy's not a woman.
Power 98 WPEG, who you letting the light shine on?
Jasmine Henderson from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Uh-huh. What Jasmine do?
And it like we supposed to know, Jess.
She is the best compounding tech.
Compounding?
Compounding what?
She compounds IVs and chemotherapy.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
shit.
That's what's up. Yeah. That's what's up. Let her shine this morning. Power Power 98, good morning. Who you letting shine this morning?
I'm going to let my husband shine. Today is his birthday. Brian Lattimore, have a good and blessed day on your birthday.
Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me.
And salute to all them working ladies out there, man. All them RNAs, CNAs, LPN, all the nurses out there, the medical assistants, the ladies that wear scrubs that really ain't no nurse or nothing like that, but you put your scrubs on. I let all y'all shine this morning. All y'all ladies that work in healthcare, Novant, Atrium, Caremont, all y'all, let y'all shine this morning.
All right, so I have two shines. One is the little peace party chick. She, Miss Brooklyn, she turns 10 years old today. So I want to send
Brooklyn
a happy birthday shout out to her. You know, she's the young lady that does peace parties all throughout Charlotte. So happy 10th birthday to you. You're officially double digits. That's coming from your best friend, Miss Jessica.
Hey. Aww.
Also want to send a shout out to all of the students over there at Bradford Prep, specifically the little one next door. They actually start school today. So today is going to be her first day of school. She is going back. So shout out to all of the students there and especially her. I hope that you all have a wonderful school year and all of the staff over there also. Bradford
Prep.
And I...
What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news for Wednesday, August 21st, being brought to you by my fourth annual Big Cut free haircuts for school-age kids from some of the best barbers. Going to have over 20 of the barbers is going down this Sunday, the day before school starts, August 25th from 2 until 6 p.m. at the Macquarie YMCA. DJ Butterfingers is going to be out there. Prizes and more. That address, 3801 Bates Ford Road, being brought to you by Metro by T-Mobile and sponsored by the Triple P program. Log on to power98fm.com for more details about it. The upcoming season of Marriage Bootcamp has already started and it's off to a rocky start. Word is filming was shut down after a huge fight erupted between Love and Hip Hop personalities Hazel E and Shanda. You know, Shanda, she is Willie Taylor's wife. According to Nosy Neighbors, Shanda confronted Hazel about a racially charged Instagram post back in 2017. Hazel actually insulted darker skinned women. The women began fighting and then their partners jumped in. Everything was over. A set of drapes were torn. A marble table was cracked and several chairs were destroyed. Now, filming did resume with all of the couples. We'll see this one play out on television. A man wants Drake to make good on his promise to perform at his wedding. According to Jacob Hawk, he reached out to the Champagne Poppy on Instagram and requested that he perform at his wedding. Drake responded by saying that all he needed to do was get 100,000 IG followers and 1 million likes, and he would fulfill his wedding wish. Well, Hawk screen captioned the conversation, and he has reached the goal, but he hasn't heard back from Drake yet. Nipsey Hussle fans have something to look forward to. Puma announced that they'll be releasing its first official collection, Puma and the Marathon Continues collection, with the late rapper, and it's going to drop on September 5th. Before his untimely passing, Nipsey Hussle was working with Puma on multiple projects. 100% of the net proceeds from the sales will go to the Neighborhood Nip Foundation. Young Thug has some new bling for his birthday, and it cost him a pretty penny. It's a two-headed snake chain with lifelike scales, and it's made of 18-karat rose gold. It features over 90 counts of diamonds, and it weighs more than 2 pounds. The celebrity jeweler created this masterpiece, and it cost him $250,000. Angela Bassett is set to receive the Black Girls Rock Icon Award at this year's ceremony. This year's Black Girl Rock Ceremony will be hosted by Niecy Nash and is going to air on Sunday, September 8th on BET. Happy birthday to Usain Bolt, Khalees, and Loretta Devine. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News. And you under the big tent.
Power 98. Thank you so much.
All right, man. It's time to pop off our 740 question of the morning being brought to you by Cheerwine. You want to go on a cheers to the summer weekend beach getaway? Go to power98fm.com and register to win. And it's being brought to you by Cheerwine Soft Drink. What are we talking about today, Jess?
Remember last week we were talking about the new curriculum that's being implemented in Illinois about the LGBTQT.
BTQ.
It's included, right? Whatever. Remember we were talking about that curriculum being implemented. Well, there is a new curriculum that is being implemented in Kentucky schools. Want to know what you think about it?
Let's talk about who? Let's talk about. Let's talk about who? Let's talk about.
Like I said, we were talking about that last week, and we asked people to call up here and say, what are your thoughts about that curriculum being taught in school? Well, in Kentucky, the governor signed a bill allowing Bible courses to be taught in public schools. They want people to understand the role that the Bible played in American history. Mm. The governor of Kentucky says the idea that we would not want this to be an option for people in schools, that would be crazy. I don't know why every state would not embrace this, or why we as a nation would not embrace this. So.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
How do you feel about Bible? The Bible being taught in schools. You know, a lot of people always talking about they need to bring Jesus. They need to bring God back into school. And that's what's wrong with what's going on in our schools. What do you think about this? Kentucky is saying, yeah, we're going to do that. We're bringing the Bible into schools.
DJ Shark, resident producer / background noise. He's from Kentucky. What do you think about it? I mean, you're from there. So what do you think about it being implemented in Kentucky and maybe being implemented all across America again?
Yeah, they need it because they need some help out there. If you ever been to Kentucky, it's a pill epidemic going on. And maybe that'll do it, but I don't know.
What was your stance on the LGBTQT, that curriculum being?
Elective. I'll make it elective.
Do you think that this one should be an elective too, or you think it should be taught?
Elective.
You think this one should be an elective?
Where the parents and the children get together and see if they decide to. Because then you got to think, which Bible? We got the Christian Bible, Quran,
I would agree with that. You know, I mean, I definitely think you need to put, you know, the Bible and God back into schools. But I think, you know, with the different religions and in the country we live in, I don't think it should be forced on anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it should be an elective as well.
Mm-hmm.
Just like in college, you could take religion as a course.
Yeah.
So same way.
I love it. I love the idea that they're trying to do something along those lines. As far as how they implement it, I don't know how they're going to do it. Does it go into detail about?
No, they're still working on the curriculum, but they say the legislation will take this. It will take place as early as Friday.
Okay,
but they're working on this.
Okay. What was your
thought process on the LGBTQ?
I mean, you can't say something that you disagree with without people calling you names and this, that, and the third. But I like it because so many children, some children say that they are, some children say that they don't know what they are. So I like it in that aspect to get them to realize whatever it is, they don't have to be ashamed.
Uh-huh.
So they don't have to be ashamed. I like it as far as that. But, I mean, I don't have any problem with it. As long as it's an elective. Like, don't force that. As well as the church part. Don't force either one of them on to the kid.
But I think
I would...
I was going to say, I think it should be because everybody has to take history. you know, mm-hmm. no matter what, because that's a part of graduation course. So mm-hmm. you got to have history. Yeah. I think it should definitely be implemented in the history course.
What?
And religion, just talking about religion overall part. And, you know, talking about things that led to where we are today.
Hmm. I think that it should be an elective. Hmm. And would I want my child to take that elective? No. And here's why. Because I don't want everybody teaching my child about the Bible. I don't want everybody teaching my child. And that is something that is very personal to you. You have your own personal thoughts about it. It's very subjective. And I don't want everybody teaching that to my child. I think that that's something that needs to be implemented at home. And with all of the different types of religions that are out here, like Shark said, how do you know which one you want to talk about? So I don't know if I'd be a fan of teaching that one, of my child taking that course in school. I'd rather handle that one at home.
704-227-8780. 704-227-8780. Leave it on our voicemail. What are your thoughts?
Yeah. Wake up every weekday morning from 5:30 till 10 a.m.
You know what it is. No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse each and every Wednesday. It's a Week Family Wednesday inside the Madhouse. Miss Jess, what we got today?
All right. Today's letter reads, Madhouse Nation, I need your help with my husband. We have full custody of his 13-year-old daughter. She has been with us for the last 5 years. Her mother is active in her life, and they are close. She just isn't able to provide for her. Plus, she has 3 other children, all younger. I'm trying to be the best stepmother possible, but this is hard. And my husband doesn't understand my feelings. He thinks that this should be easy just because his daughter lives with us. I'm trying to explain to him it's not that easy. I am not her mother. Plus, her mother doesn't like me, and I know that she is telling her daughter things about me. It's a struggle. I need help. How can I get my husband to understand where I am coming from and get him to support me in this role as a stepmother to his daughter?
Mm. The step-parent situation is a hard situation in itself. Or either whether you're step-parent or not, or you're dealing with somebody else and they have a child that is not by you and you're in that relationship with them, it's a tough situation altogether. Because you're taking on, not only are you taking on the feelings of that child, you're also taking on the feelings of the other parent. So, therefore, sometimes as men, we are... Like they say, men, we're a straight line. We're linear. Like we look at things one way, and we don't understand sometimes on how a woman may feel in this situation. So with that said, I think the way she can get her husband to understand is to sit down with him and the child, and they have a real live family conversation about, just put it on the table. Mm. And then I think she would have to bring to his attention, like, When the child does certain things or says certain things or does certain things in a certain way, she would have to bring it to his attention. She can't wait. She can't wait like 2-3 days or just don't say nothing about it. Because in order for him to understand as a man, sometimes a man has to see it in mm-hmm. order to visualize it and in order for them to feel it.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be my suggestion. Like if the child does something like, I don't know, something out the way or says something out the way, she needs to tell him immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So he knows, and then he'll begin to see, and he may begin to get it. Okay, this is a difficult situation. That'll be my suggestion.
All right, my suggestion, it would kind of be to wait it out. Like, what I mean is the stepdad should just try to interact more with the child in a way. I'm trying to put it into words. Maybe the stepfather could just do certain things to show, okay, well, I'm trying to take this route. I'm trying to take that route. What? I can't put it into words. I don't know. I don't know. Because I know what I did. I can speak from experience because I'm a stepdad.
Mm-hmm.
And what I did was when I explained it to my wife, I was like, well, I'm not the type to just sit down and have a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not the type to talk. That's not me. That's not how I express. What I do is I interject myself into, okay, if I saw her over there making bracelets, I would go over there. Well, what kind of bracelets you making? What kind of, just to get that rapport between the two of us, mm-hmm. so she can put me in her circle,
mm-hmm.
into her circle of trust. Because once you're in the circle of trust, then she'll come to me and want to talk about things and
and stuff like that. So I just interjected myself into things that she was doing to try and get that rapport with her.
I think that it might be a tad different because you are a father in engaging with a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. And this is a, in this situation, is a mother, with a stepmother engaging with a daughter.
Right.
And that, even when it comes with blood, the mother-daughter dynamic is always difficult.
Right.
You're right.
And it is very difficult at the age of 13.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that is what this person is saying in this letter, that there is a 13-year-old daughter. I think that the father has to, because he is the blood relative, he has to accept that he is the blood relative. And as badly as he wants his wife to fulfill that role, she can't because there is a mother that is involved.
Right.
And so he has to be in reality about that. He is going to have to be the leader in these things and take the authority in this. And when decisions are being made, he needs to include the stepwife in those decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And he needs to include her in front of the child.
Right.
Mm-hmm. In front of those things don't need to happen where it's just the dad and the daughter. The child needs to see that the father is saying, no, she's an authority figure.
Mm-hmm.
She's a stepwife, and I have her back.
I definitely agree with that the father is the one who's going to have to establish the respect in the relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I've been through the situation, and I brought my wife into the fold with my kids that I already had. Mm-hmm. So I definitely feel that. And she used to tell me all the time, like, she felt like this wife is feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And at first, I didn't get it until later on. But, I didn't get it until, like, she did the things that I suggested. Like, she started saying, well, look at this. He said this, or the child did this, and this is what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So when she started doing that, I began to see, okay, I was doing it the wrong way. Mm. So,
yeah. I wasn't
respecting of her feelings.
Because once again, that is a mother dealing with a son.
Right.
I would love to hear from some step-parents out there, especially the mothers that are dealing with daughters that are right here at this age.
Mm-hmm.
What advice do you give this woman, and what advice do you give this woman's husband to help her in this role as a step parent?
And fellas too, because you know, we're most time it's us being like this husband has been. 570 WPEG. It's a Week Family Wednesday inside the Madhouse.
No
Madhouse Nation, it is a Wee Family Wednesday. Today's letter reads, Madhouse Nation, I need your help with my husband. We have full custody of his 13-year-old daughter. She's been with us for the last 5 years. Her mother is still active in her life, and they are very close. She just isn't able to provide for her. She has 3 other children, all younger. I'm trying to be the best stepmother possible, but this is hard. My husband doesn't understand my feelings. He thinks that this should be easy because the daughter lives with us. I'm trying to explain to him it's not that easy. I'm not her mother. Plus, on top of all that, her mother doesn't like me, and she tells her daughter things about me. How do I get my husband to understand how I am feeling and get him to support those feelings? Power 98, good morning.
Yes, I'm actually dealing with the same situation where the I'm the stepmom, and the little girl said that she didn't like me because the mom didn't like me. Mm. And my suggestion, how I handle it is for us to, you know, spend time together, me, the dad, and their child, to spend time together. And just so she can get the idea that I'm going to be around and, you know, that she feels love from me, the dad, and her own mom, you know?
Yeah. I also got a DM. And this person says that the daddy said the woman's husband has to be the leader by setting expectations and mandating respect in the marriage. Mm-hmm. She says that I went through it, and it actually destroyed my marriage because he allowed them to disrespect me, and he expected me to whoop them while they was disrespecting me instead of setting an example for respect and how I should have been treated as a stepmom.
Mm. Wow.
So that's you know, that's kind of what I said. Like, you as the father in the situation, you got to constantly remind your children that this is my wife and this is your stepmother and this is the dynamic of our family.
And you have to do that with the wife present. I think that is the important part. You can't do that where it's just one-on-one, you and the child. Because I think if you do it where it's one-on-one, you and the child, when it's one-on-one, the child and the step-parent, they will continue to do that because they don't see the united front. The child always has to see the united front.
And it depends on how impressionable that child is also, because even though there could be a united front in the home, if there's some other things being said on the back end from her mother, for example, mm-hmm. or from people from her mother's side of the family, mm-hmm. then that could also play a part in the child and how they treat the step-parent.
That's exactly why it's even more important for it to be a united mm-hmm. front in that house.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because they now at that point, you have to block out all of that background noise.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That and for that child that is in that child, that back, you as a step parent mm-hmm. look at that background noise and it upsets you, mm-hmm. right? You don't like it. But for that child, mm-hmm. that background noise is very valid. Because it is coming from the mother. Mm. It's coming from that child's mother. Mm. So they're taking that in. They want to follow along with what they see their mother doing if they have a good relationship with their mother. It's almost as if that child probably looks at it as, I am going against my mother if I like my stepmother.
Mm. Well, mm-hmm. you know what? Y'all remember the scene in Why Did I Get Married 2 when Marcus cussed out his wife and his baby mama? That's what the daddy going to have to do. He going to go he gonna get his baby mama.
He got to cuss out his stepmom.
He got to go that far.
He got to cuss out both of them. You know what? Because he got to. Because he got to set the standard that I'm not going back and forth with you two chickens. I'm not going back and forth with both of y'all.
I don't know if that's a good advice.
Yes, it is. Go get. All you got to do is go get the movie Why Did I Get Married 2. Put that scene on. And you handle the situation.
No,
horrible.
Don't do that.
No, it's not. That's how you do it.
Don't do that.
Because
don't do
it like what that I'm saying is, he's also got to bring in the mother of his child and his wife together, and he got to set the standard with the mother of his child, with his wife there and the child there, so she can see that this is the dynamic of our family. Because the mother, if she's going to keep spewing hate and bringing hate into the relationship, and the daddy don't never say nothing, then the child is going to think it's okay.
I struggle with that one, Larry. I struggle with bringing in the parent, the ex, because now you're making it feel like she has some type of control in your house.
No, it ain't about no control. This is about getting control of our family dynamic, and the child, the baby mama, and the wife and the daddy all need to be present in front of the child so the child knows.
I can agree with that.
This is not going
to
be tolerated.
So you're saying all three of them need to be on the same page?
Everybody. In front of, okay. Everybody. Okay. That's what I'm saying. Bring everybody in there.
It didn't come across that way the first time.
Yeah, you said it wrong. You said it all the way wrong.
That's not what I said, it exact same way.
Go to the scene.
But now you do need to cuss them all out, too.
See, that's not what you're saying, isn't that? They're two different things.
570 WPG.
No limit,
All right, Madhouse Nation, We Family Wednesday. We got a situation. It reads, I need your help with my husband. We have full custody of our 13-year-old daughter. She's been with us for the last 5 years. Her mother is still active in her life, and they are very close. She's just not able to provide for her. Plus, she has 3 other children.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
All younger. I'm trying my best to be the best stepmother possible, but this is hard. My husband doesn't understand my feelings. He thinks this should be easy because his daughter lives with us. I'm trying to explain to him it's not that easy. I'm not her mother. Plus, her mother doesn't like me, and she tells her daughter things about me. How do I get my husband to understand how I am feeling and to support those feelings? Power 98, good morning.
Yeah, so this is Rachel. I'm calling out of Gas House. So the baby mama definitely should not be bought into the situation. The daddy need to establish those boundaries and standards with her outside of the home and also with the daughter as well that, you know, the wife is going to be respected. You know, she's stepping up to the plate doing what mom was not able to do. And if he's not able to do that, then he's really disrespecting his wife. But the baby mama, she shouldn't hold no weight for the ass.
It ain't. See, that's what women, this is where y'all get it misconstrued. It's not that she's holding weight. It's that she's causing confusion. So in order for you to end the confusion, you bring her in and all y'all do this in front of the child. So we've already set the standard. That's how you set a standard. But you keep leaving her out, you keep leaving her out, then she going to keep causing confusion.
No, he need to approach her like with him and her talking with the child. Leave the wife out. I think she's been through enough. You know, that's what I'm saying.
Nah, see, then the wife's going to feel some type. That's why you're bringing everybody.
It's called a family.
It's called a family. We all inclusive.
I think it's gonna be messy, but yeah.
Yes, you can't leave out none of the parties. You gotta bring everybody together. Good morning.
I'm in a situation like that right now. Me and my ex was together for almost 10 years, and right now he's engaged to his fiance. So right now I had to get my son's custody of my. You had to get him custody of my two sons because I can't financially take care of them. Mm-hmm. Now I don't know her like that, but me, him, and her all came together upon agreement. You have to sit down with them kids and talk to them. We are the examples at the end of the day. So to me, with that situation with her, I feel like him, her, and the mama need to come together. They need to talk within each other. And they need to sit down with the daughter and talk to her and let them know, listen, we can't be disrespectful. And she and the mother, her mother, since she looks up to her mother, need to tell her, I know that I said something, but at the end of the day, you have to respect her. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You're not grown. Let that be between me. And the mother was wrong for even putting her daughter in the situation because that's between the two, the grown folks. Mm-hmm. It got nothing to do with the child. So the child shouldn't even heard all that. So I feel like they all need to get together, sit down first and communicate, and then bring the daughter in and communicate with her. And, you know, let her know, you know, we're all in this together. We're here for you. We all love you the same. Ain't nobody no better, no different. If, you know, but the mother has to understand it, though. If she ain't over her ex, that's her problem. She going to have to get over it because he's married now. But the husband should understand his wife and listen to both of them out. And he, like you said, because at the end of the day, he the root of it. And like I tell my baby daddy, you're the root of everything. But you have to nip this in the bud. So, but, I mean, in our situation, I know we're good. So I feel like anybody could do it. It just, black people got to get out their pride. That's all it is.
Got to get out your pride. Everybody got to get out their pride. Get out your pride.
What that mean?
I think that, you know, that is an important aspect of it, but we cannot put this whole situation on the baby mama.
No, not at all.
There are other parts of this that are bigger I think that the husband in this situation is going to have to come out of this fairy tale land of this is easy.
Right. That's one part of it.
This is not easy. Right. And you're going to have to listen to the stepmother because you don't have the same experience as the stepmother. Right. So you cannot say that does not exist because you're not experiencing it.
Yeah, it's not you. You're not the step-parent, so you don't know. Yeah. So, and another part about the husband is he's just got to open up because most men, we want everything to be smooth. Mm-hmm. We want it to be easy. And from his point of view, it might look like that, but he doesn't realize that, hey man, I might be stepping on my wife's feelings. So you got to just step outside of yourself for a second and just take a step back and really think, hey bro, what if it was you in the situation? If you was a stepdaddy,
right.
and she dealing with somebody else, and you dealing with the child, and he looking at you like, you ain't need my daddy.
Right. It's all about, the reason I say everybody needs to come together is because everybody's feelings aren't being laid on the table together. If I have an issue with you, Larry, and I'm only talking to you, it's not going to get settled. Right. If I have an issue, even if it's an issue of something that we deal with outside of whatever the relationship is between you and I, it's still the issue between you and I are not going to be settled because of how we feel. Now, if the issue is about Jessica, but it's between me and you, I'm having a conversation with you about Jessica. Still, if we differ on how we feel about Jessica, our feelings are not going to come together until we bring Jessica into the fold. Because I'm telling you, okay, now, Larry, you get to see how Jessica and I interact. Or if it's the issue between you and Jessica, I get to see how you and Jessica interact. So now that I see that with my own eyes, it's like, oh, okay, now I see what you're talking about. And then the three of us have that conversation moving forward, like, okay, well, this is how we can deal with such and such. This is how we need to do this. This is how we need to do that. This is how we need to move these parts around here between the three of us. So in this case, this little girl can act like, respect the house, respect the people in the house, number one, and so it can be easier on the stepmom.
Everybody, every adult in that situation has to be mentally mature to be able to do that. And we already see issue in one of the parents because she's actually out here talking bad about the stepmother to the door.
Right. But that's jealousy. That shows jealousy.
And it's immaturity.
It is immaturity.
And that shows that there's some immaturity there.
Even though it's immaturity, it's still the way that she... Some people are visual. They'll still be immature, but if they see the differences in how we act and how they act, then it's like, oh, okay, well, I see what you're talking about now.
Good morning.
See that and say, hey, this is what it's going to be.
Hello?
Yeah, first of all,
on
the phone,
aggressive. Calm down.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, you know, if there's not, you know, the whole football team there, somebody is going to be left out on the championship game.
That's what I'm saying. You got to bring in the whole football team.
You got to bring the whole football team together because if you don't, somebody is going to be in the locker room, not eligible, and not hearing what the play is going to be called.
You know what? That's a great analogy, baby. I need the offense, the defense, the special teams, and all the coaches in here at one time.
I need the tower for that. Everybody need to be present so we can get this thing under one accord.
There you go.
We finally understood the point when Larry said it right. He was wording it all wrong.
He understood it the first time. Y'all listening wrong.
Power 98, baby.
Hey, you didn't get your comment in 704-227-8780. We're looking for caller number 9 right now. We're about to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you
Black Smart?
Cardi B Press is Power 98. Joe, are you
Black Smart?
All right, let's meet today's contestant on Are You Black Smart?
Good morning, this is Mike.
Mike, what's up, big dog?
Good with you, big dog.
We're going to give you 3 questions, Mike. If you can get 2 or 3 questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, Mike, if you do not, we need that hood black card, big dog. All
right.
What? Kick it out, Ms. Jessica.
How do black people describe a place that is packed full of people?
This motherfucking jumper.
Hey, man, I don't even want to ask him no more questions.
I personally was looking for everybody and their mama is in here, but we'll take that one.
That was good, though, Mike. That's a good one now. What you got for him, Bourbon?
Hey, I need you to tell me what kind of cars you will find in the hood, specific to the hood.
Oh, you're going to find a Buick Regal. You're going to find some kind of Cadillac.
Yeah.
And you're going to find a Cutlass on some Sixers.
Yeah.
You got it, boy. You been black, boy.
I ain't even fooling with you no more. I ain't even want to ask him the same question. Yeah.
You.
He automatically won when he answered Jessica's question.
It was over. The game was over.
Hey, because you Black Smart, big dog, we're going to give you tickets to come to my comedy show. It's going down next weekend, August 31st, at the McGlone Theater, man. It's me, Big Baby, Tyler Chronicles, Leonard Oost.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.